好，谢谢。下一个问题。中区第五排第四位的先生。
谢谢主持人，晚上好。金热罗斯国际通讯社。俄罗斯大选将于3月18日举行。您对此有什么预期？在此背景下我还想提一个关于中俄关系的问题。近年来各方对俄罗斯及其国际地位看法不一，俄罗斯受到严厉评论批评和经济制裁。与此同时，中国已成为世界第二大经济体。各方认为它将会将在国际政治中取代美国的领导地位。请问现在中国如何看待俄罗斯？您对将中俄关系的发展有何期待？谢谢。
Real Novosti, Russia's presidential election is scheduled for March the 18th. What do you think the result is going to be? In recent years, opinion on Russia and its international role has been divided. My country has been subject to fierce criticism and economic sanctions.China, in the meantime, has become the world's second largest economy and is projected to take over U.S. leadership in international politics. How does China view Russia and the prospects of our relationship?
Thank you. 俄罗斯总统选举啊，这是俄罗斯国家和人民的大事。我们看到，在普京总统的领导之下，近年来俄罗斯的国家发展取得了重要的成就。普京总统始终得到了俄罗斯人民的坚定支持，所以我们相信俄罗斯人民一定会再次做出正确的选择，俄罗斯民族也一定会在国家振兴道路上继续阔步前行。俄罗斯是一个有韧性、有坚持也能抗压的民族，我们祝福俄罗斯，也祝福俄罗斯人民。
The presidential election is of vital importance to Russia and its people. We note that President Putin has overseen important strides in Russia's development and commanded strong support from his people. We trust the Russian people will again make the right choice and advance steadily towards national revitalization.The Russian people are a resilient, committed one, able to stand pressure. Our best wishes for Russia and the Russian people.
至于中俄关系，我们对中俄关系的前景始终充满信心。我们的信心啊，来自于两个元首结下的深厚的友谊和互信，这将是继续引领两国关系发展的根本的保障。我们的信心还来源于双方各领域是合作的不断的深化，来源于在彼此核心利益上坚定的相互支持，也来源于在国际事务当中的密切的协作，两国各界日益频繁的交流和往来。总之，中俄全面战略协作伙伴关系稳如泰山。请你向俄罗斯的朋友们转达一句话，中俄深化合作没有止境，中俄关系没有最好，只有更好。谢谢。
China has great confidence in its relationship with Russia. Our confidence comes from the strong trust and friendship between our presidents, which is fundamental to the further growth of our relationship. It also comes from the deepening of our cooperation in so many fields, our firm support for each other's core interests,our close coordination on international affairs, and the growing exchanges between our two societies. In short, the China-Russia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership of Coordination is as unshakable as a mountain. I ask you to convey this to our friends in Russia. The sky is the limit for Sino-Russian cooperation, and there is always room to make the relationship even better than it already is. Thank you.
谢谢，请继续提问。又去第三排这位女士，第三排。
谢谢主持人，外长好，我是环球时报环球网的记者。近年来呢，中国在各个领域的影响力都在不断的上升，尤其是十九大之后呢，国人对于未来更是充满了期待。但是呢，我们也同时注意到，在国际上呢，也开始了新一轮中国威胁论的炒作，比如说认为中国正在用瑞士力来影响世界等等。那么我想请问您对此有何回应？谢谢。
Global Times: China's influence has been on the rise across the board. The 19th Party Congress gives Chinese people greater confidence in their country's future, but also ammunition to those in the world who try to paint China as a threat, who say that China will use its so-called sharp power to influence the world. How do you counter this claim?
过去几十年，西方一直在对中国做出各种评判和预测，归纳起来，无非一种是中国崩溃论，一种是中国威胁论。随着中国的持续发展，中国崩溃论自己先崩溃了，变成了一个国际笑柄，而中国威胁论虽然有了新的翻版，但却更加不得人心，因为事实胜于雄辩。事实是什么？那就是中国是全球经济增长的主要贡献者，年均贡献率达到了30%以上，超过了美国、日本以及欧元区国家的总和。中国是全球减贫事业的主要贡献者，贡献率超过了70%，创造了人类历史上的奇迹。中国还是维护世界和平的主要贡献者，我们成为联合国安理会五个常任理事国当中派出维和人员最多的国家，维和经费的出资已经占到了世界第二位。此外，在过去五年当中，中国还通过提出共建一带一路这些重大的倡议，成为了参与全球治理、维护贸易自由化以及开放型世界经济的主要的贡献者。所以对于这些事实，我认为只要不怀有偏见，不奉行双重标准，从中看到的绝不是什么威胁，而是满满的机遇。所谓中国威胁论可以休矣。
For decades, the West has made all kinds of assessments and predictions about China. To some Westerners, China is either collapsing or threatening. As China continues to grow, the first theory has collapsed and become an international laughingstock. Meanwhile, proponents of the second theory have conjured up different versions, which find dwindling support. Let us not forget, facts speak louder than words. What are the facts? For years, China has been a leading contributor to global economic growth. At more than 30%, China's contribution is bigger than that of America, Japan, and the Eurozone combined.China accounts for more than 70% of poverty reduction worldwide, a miracle in human history. As the largest contributor of peacekeeping personnel among the permanent members of the Security Council and the second largest contributor to the UN peacekeeping budget, China is bearing a weighty responsibility for maintaining world peace. Not to mention that in the last 5 years, with its Belt and Road Initiative and other major proposals,China has come to the fore in championing global governance, free trade, and an open global economy. From these solid facts, those who do not have bias or practice double standards will see in China not a threat, but plenty of opportunities. So it's time the China threat theory was laid to rest. Thank you.
好，谢谢。下一个问题，左区第四排这位先生戴眼镜。啊，对对。
谢谢主持人，我是哈萨克斯坦国际通讯社的记者，我的问题关于一带一路倡议。自习主席宣布一带一路倡议以来，到2018年已过去5年，现在包括哈萨克斯坦在内的许多国家都将一带一路倡议与自己的国家发展战略对接，但我们也感到个别西方人也对倡议目的、实现方式、透明度以及是否符合国际规则有疑虑。请问未来5年的一带一路倡议会如何发展？如何回答该战略的质疑？谢谢。
Cutting form。5 years ago, President Xi launched the Belt and Road Initiative. Many countries, including my own, have sought synergy between their national development strategies and the BRI. Some Westerners, however, seem to harbor doubts about the BRI's objective, approach, transparency, and its conformity with international rules. How will the BRI evolve in the next 5 years? How will China set out?To resolve the doubts about it.
一带一路是中国提出的阳光倡议，共商共建共享是推进一带一路的黄金法则。这六个字啊，决定了一带一路的合作具有鲜明的平等性、开放性和普惠性。也就是说，无论是规划合作蓝图，还是实施具体项目，都是由参与方商量着办，一切都在阳光下运作，没有一家独大，而是各方平等参与，没有暗箱操作，而是坚持公开透明，没有赢者通吃，而是谋求互利共赢。
The Belt and Road is a transparent initiative launched by China. It follows the golden ruleof extensive consultation, joint contribution, and shared benefits. Belt and Road cooperation aims to be equal-footed, inclusive, and universally beneficial. The planning and implementation of BRI projects have been discussed by the participants in the open. No country is dominating the process. All parties have an equal say. There is no backroom deal. Everything is transparent.There is no winner takes all. Every project delivers win-win results.
去年五月份，140多个国家代表出席了“一带一路”国际合作高峰论坛，这是国际社会对“一带一路”投出的信任票和支持票。迄今已有80多个国家和国际组织同中方签署了共建“一带一路”合作协议，一大批合作项目正在全面的推进。为当地的经济社会发展发挥了雪中送炭的作用。我举几个例子啊，比如中国在巴基斯坦开工建设的10几座电站，将彻底解决巴基斯坦国内缺电限电的历史困境。其中一座电站就满足了上千万民众的日常的需求。中国企业收购了陷入困境的塞尔维亚的钢厂，不到1年就扭亏为盈，不仅保住了5000多人的就业，还使整个城市浴火重生。中国企业接手希腊最大的港口的经营，货物吞吐量迅速回升，重新跻身欧洲大港的行列。中国和法国联手在英国建设核电站，成为一带一路高新技术项目合作的典范。一带一路是全球公共产品，当然遵守国际规则。一带一路是国际合作平台，自然按照市场规律来行事。去年高峰论坛发表的联合公报已经对此 做出了公开的承诺。公报还强调要统筹好经济、社会、金融和环境之间的关系，增强合作项目的可持续性。我们真诚的欢迎啊，各方为“一带一路”来建言相策、献策，我们共同把“一带一路”建设好、推进好，不仅加强各国基础设施的硬联通，也要开展政策、规则和标准的软联通，不仅接地气，还要高标准，不仅效益好，而且高质量，不仅惠及中国，更要造福世界。谢谢。
Last May, the representatives of more than 140 countries participated in the first Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation. The turnout is a clear vote of confidence from the international community. To date, more than 80 countries and international organizations have signed BRI agreements with China. A large number of BRI projects are well underway and adding needed momentum to the economic and social development of the host countries.Let me share a few examples with you. China is building over a dozen power stations for Pakistan, the largest of which is supplying electricity to tens of millions of Pakistanis. When all of them are completed, power cuts and shortages will be a thing of the past in Pakistan. In Serbia, a Chinese enterprise bought a troubled steel mill and turned it around in less than a year, both saving more than 5,000 local jobs,and helping to re-energize the city in which the steel mill is located. In Greece, a Chinese group took over the operation of its largest seaport, ramped up the container volume, and put it back in the same league as Europe's largest ports. China is also partnering with France to build a nuclear power plant in Britain, a stellar example of high-tech cooperation under the BRI.As a global public good, the BRI, of course, follows international rules. As a platform for international cooperation, it naturally follows market principles. The joint communique of last year's forum committed to this and emphasized the importance of economic, social, fiscal, financial, and environmental sustainability of projects. We sincerely ask for ideas from all parties,so that together we will make a success of the Belt and Road Initiative. Our goal is not only to strengthen the physical connectivity of infrastructure, but also to improve institutional connectivity of policies, rules, and standards. BRI projects must be high standard as well as results-oriented, high quality as well as economically viable, beneficial to the world as well as to China. Thank you.